T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Bears talk never stops on 670 The Score. And as the team is working out on the field, we the Parkins and Spiegel Show.
And then I met Buck.
Hello, Chicago!
Afternoons on The Score.
Mervis loops one down the left field line. That's going to be a base hit. Rounding third, heading home and scoring is Bellinger. Run scoring single by Matt Mervis. Listen to this crowd.
Oh, go ahead and crank the Bowie. Highlight courtesy of 670 The Score and the Cubs Radio Network. Pat Hughes on the call. Matt Mervis scuffling, struggling. Had a big hit the other night, a double against Tyler Anderson of the Angels. So off a lefty down the right side to drive in two, put the Cubs up 4-0. Then had a brutal error at first base a few innings later as part of their complete and utter fall apart. Against the Angels in a game they should have won, swept out of Anaheim. Now, what, 2-5 on the road trip?
Yes.
With 3 beginning in San Francisco tonight.
Operating off 4 straight losses. And you mentioned the double, and I remember when he hit it, I was like, yeah, it had been a while since he had done anything. He's 1-26 in his last 8 games. That's the double, Matt Mervis.
Man.
So, like, yeah.
That's not good in terms of results.
Between him, like Patrick Wisdom, you look up and down, like some guys are hitting okay, but like you can't just have like holes in your lineup where nothing is happening.
I don't see a lot wrong with Mervis's process as far as I can tell. I don't know, obviously, the intricacies of what they're asking him to do. He does seem to be getting behind in the counts, but when he does make contact, he is making hard contact. His hard hit rate is good. His batting average against balls in play is very, very low. So those are the kind of peripherals that make you think a turnaround could be coming.
It's funny you say that because I was literally like, but his balls, his BABIP, 0.071 over those 8 games. That's impossible almost.
Yeah,
like,
it's
you're putting the ball in play, you're hitting it hard, so why are you not getting hits?
Yeah.
The shift is outlawed, right?
Shift is outlawed. So that's the kind of thing that makes you look, well, there's been at least some component of bad luck
right
in there. Remember Miguel Amaya's first cup of coffee when he came up? He hit the ball hard as hell.
Right to people.
And then his second game up, he goes 3-for-4. And been in the lineup regularly, as he should be, in my opinion.
These things even themselves out over time. Right now, though, it's exacerbated because the Cubs don't have time to wait. They need dubs. And by dubs, I mean first you need to score runs to get said dubs.
So what do you do with Matt Mervis? Carter Hawkins was on with me and Danny 2 days ago, the Cubs GM, and we asked him, should Matt Mervis go down? Should they be patient? What are they going
to
do?
We're looking for him to swing at good pitches, right? Like we're looking for him to find his pitch and drive his pitch. And you know, I think he would say the same thing. And when he's had so much success in the minor leagues, that's what he's been doing. You know, he's been basically hitting on pitches that are outside of the zone. And when guys go into the zone, he's hitting the ball a long way. And so he scares guys into walking them. And, you know, when they make the mistake of giving them a pitch he can drive, he's hitting the ball really, really hard. And he obviously still has that capability to hit the ball really, really hard in the major leagues. He just, you know, we all know he's been swinging out of the zone. And that's because of, you know, not the massive difference in, you know, in stuff in the major leagues versus AAA as much as, you know, it's a new environment and new pitchers that he just hasn't gotten used to yet. Emphasis on the word yet. There's a lot of guys that have come up and struggled early in their careers. And, you know, really, this isn't that large of a sample size for Matt, and we'll continue to give him some runway here, and hopefully he can get back on track. But, yeah, to your point, last night, that was tough. You know, it's a cruel game that way. And, you know, I think that's why I was up till 3 in the morning talking to Jed last night, and you know, why my wife wasn't too pleased when I wasn't helping out with the kids as much this morning. And, you know, it's a cruel game that way. But all we can do is get up and get ready for today.
That's Carter Hawkins, who was, I think, the best he's been in his score appearances with us the other day with me and Danny Parkins. And we followed up on that and talked about him and Jed on the phone till 3 in the morning and some of the stuff that they were talking about in the midst of this. I mean, it's a pretty brutal feeling, I'm sure, when you put together a team and you see it doing what they're doing. But I mentioned this earlier, want to reiterate it, and we don't have a lineup yet for game one out in San Francisco. I would put Matt Mervis between two good hitters. I'd put him between Seiya Suzuki and, in my mind, Nico Horner, because I want to move Ian Happ all the way up and have him at leadoff against the righty, and it's Anthony DeSclafani. I'd go Ian Happ, Dansby Swanson, Seiya Suzuki, Matt Mervis fourth, and Nico fifth. Because if the object is to have him scare pitchers into walking him, you know, by not swinging at stuff, then force them to attack him in the zone by giving him a little protection with Nico behind him.
I like that idea, especially now looking at like what's really happened over the last, you know, 8 games. I think it would also boost his confidence. Like, before you even worry about, is he going to see strikes, pitches he can hit, you put him in the cleanup spot. When you put a guy in the cleanup spot, it's like a, hey, we know you can provide runs.
Yeah.
And so I like that. Will they do it? I don't know. But I'm really good with that idea.
Yeah, see, it happens a lot, right, where like a manager will move a young player up, even if the results don't necessarily warrant it. Tony La Russa did it a lot, and his whole life. And he did it a lot a couple of years ago with the Sox, and people would go crazy. And that's one thing that I didn't go crazy on him about. I went crazy on him about a lot of
stuff.
There were
more than one thing you can...
Yeah. Well, because if he did it with Leury, I probably did go crazy on him.
He did that a lot, too.
Yeah.
Leury.
But I remember he did it with Brian Goodwin once, and I was like, hey, man, he's trying to give a guy a confidence boost and show him that he deserves to be up there.
How'd that work out?
Actually, it worked out pretty well a couple times with Brian Goodwin. I gave him credit for that.
Okay.
Just, you know, once or twice.
I meant more big picture. How did that work out?
Not so good.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, if you're the Cubs right now, like,
you got that
conversation you just played where he's talking about it, like, that it's not just you at home, people. They're also trying to figure it out.
Going crazy.
Like, everyone's like, yeah, we're not satisfied with this either, and we're exhausting ourselves trying to come up with something, anything.
Yeah.
So I wonder what David Ross will do in terms of his part to finding out something.
Yeah, kick and scream, maybe. Shuffle some things. Shuffle some deck chairs.
Deck chairs. Shuffle the deck. 52-car pickup is my favorite game, but, you know, for somebody else to play.
Earlier, we were talking about all sorts of stuff. It was a wide-ranging,
I love it,
progressive, perhaps moderate version of political talk, as a texter said. Someone calling me out, though, when I said that you, Marshall, do not suffer from fat disprivilege. He says, Speaks, it's not fat disprivilege. It's a jovial advantage. Consider it the Chris Farley bump.
I like that.
That people think you're jolly.
Yeah. You know what?
Oh, that guy's jolly.
I'm jolly.
But you're not large. You're not fat.
Not right this sec. No, I've watched what I've...
Yes,
eaten.
And I'm thinner than I used to be, and working on it all the time.
Look, man, we're
but
all...
I know somebody who, as we walked into the studio, said, you ready for this, big man?
Oh, when I said big fella?
Yeah, you called me...
I call everybody big fella.
You
though.
Did?
Yeah, I call everybody big fella.
Spoiler, let me pro tip. Don't call a heavy person big fella.
My bad.
They hate it, man.
My bad.
It's
literally just a habit of my, like, I call my little sister big fella.
You
like,
do?
I just, no, like when I say everybody, right. I mean, yeah. It's like,
I hate big guy.
Just
so
like
much.
When somebody does something that's like, I don't like, I'm always just like your boy or your girl. Like,
I think
I did that earlier in the show.
Like, yeah, you did. You said somebody was my boy.
Oh, Jimmy Dunn.
Yeah. Your boy Jimmy Dunn
out here.
Yeah, just, absolutely.
It's sorry. My colloquialisms.
It's okay.
I'm from the South. I apologize.
I just had to say
put that back in my pocket.
You know what? Because I like you.
I like you too.
I enjoy working with you.
I've worked with everyone here multiple occasions. I enjoy working with all of you guys.
Look at that.
Tyler, Leo, I enjoy it.
Marshall's sending good vibes into the weekend. That's what he's doing.
It's a beautiful weekend, man. You're going to the movies tonight. I'm going to probably watch a Nuggets blow out of the Heat. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, you can call me Big Guy. Yeah, you're good.
And Dylan Cease is going to get a win tonight.
You think so?
Maybe.
Another texter says, Speaks, we need this movie made about your shady past when I was doing payday loans.
Yo, we did kind of skim over that. I was like, no, hold up. No, wait a minute. It's not even just that you were doing the payday loans. It's like I was taking the money from the payday loans and using it.
Now, I wasn't a predatory payday loan shark, okay? I was taking out payday loans.
No, I got it.
Because I had no dollars and I had no way to get through 2 weeks in Los Angeles. And then I would go play poker and take advantage of people playing poker.
I can almost hear like the soundtrack to that trailer. Like, I'm here for it. And look at you now. Successful drive time sports talk radio host.
Yeah.
You're doing a good vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got 20 bucks?
No, I did not have. Who carries cash in 2023?
I know, it's true, man. Like, nobody.
That's a real thing.
We had a cabbie last night who said, I said, oh, can we use card? He said, cash. That's not legal anymore, is it?
I ran across a panhandler who had a QR code, and I was like, we have gone past where I thought we were going to be.
That is amazing.
I was like, this is a joke, right? Like,
now, street musicians with a QR code is a brilliant thing.
That's good. I like
that. That's brilliant.
I like that.
But a straight-up panhandler with a QR code?
Because I work down here at Block 37, so usually right off state and, you know, Washington, there's somebody out there doing something.
Oh, my God. All right, we will answer your questions for one last thing. Squeeze them in if you want. 312-644-6767. Speaks of Marshall Harris on Parker at the Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.